Final hour of Chase Willie and D-Mace here on 102.5 The Game, 106.3 in the Game Nashville app. Willie Donick, Derek Mason here with you on this Friday afternoon. It's time to talk with Eddie George. And it's always fun to talk to Eddie right after the Ask D-Mace segment. I'm sure Eddie will be very amused with this. Eddie, you've got some acting experience. The question for D-Mace was, who would play D-Mace in a reprise of the 1999 Tennessee Titans season? Cuba Gooding Jr. got brought up, but I don't know. I mean, you, with your acting background, do you have any suggestions?
Wow, that's a great question. Oh, man, that's a phenomenal question.
Well, we had two already in Cuban Gooding Jr. and Morris Chestnut. So we had two.
Well, you know what? Morris Chestnut is the perfect choice. Morris Chestnut is the perfect. Yes.
Now, you
definitely. You guys look exactly alike, yes.
you guys don't know that he and Eddie, they played in the same movie. You know, what was it, Best Man's Holiday?
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Yes, Best Man's Holiday, yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure did. So. Yeah, but I think that's my number one choice.
I think it can work. He's going to have to stay in shape, though, because we're talking 1999. He's got, you know.
But I'm sure he can do it.
I have confidence.
Yeah,
he can
do it. Morris is in great shape. Yeah,
he looks like he's in good shape, yeah.
Yeah,
so, that's spot on.
There we go. All right, Coach. You guys suffered a tough loss. That's two in a row. But what are you encouraged by after this past game with Jackson State? Because this is a team that came in scoring a lot of points, high-powered offense. Everyone knows about the quarterback and what he can do. But this was, I mean, the score doesn't indicate how tight this game was.
Yeah, Derek. It was 9-3 with about 3 minutes and 37 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And our defense was defending our own in the field. I think they may have had two 13-play drives and a 17-play drive and only gave up 9 points in the entire game. Spent most of the second half on our end of the field. We never passed the 50-yard line in the fourth quarter or the second half as an offense. So the thing that I've learned are two things. One, offensively, we've got to be able to handle the pressure much better. They came in and they opened up the house on us in terms of pressure, blitzes from all over the place. Two, our defense played like warriors. They were tired time and time again. They came up with a big stop, whether it was a blocked field goal or a turnover or a goal line stand. And they gave us a chance to win the game. And I told my team this. I said, we're winning in spite of what's on the scoreboard. We're finding our identity. It's constantly being defined and refined. And it's only a matter of time before it's going to show up on the scoreboard. So we're doing the right things. What we can't do is get down on ourselves, get discouraged, but be encouraged that, hey, you know, we lost two ball games the last 2 weeks. Had we won both ball games, we're still in the same spot. We still got to get better in these areas. But we have to learn to beat those type of teams in these type of games in order to take that next step. So we're closing the gap for sure, but we've got to work a little bit harder, and these are the things that we need to work on to get better in order for us to find ways to win those type of games. So, you know, that breakthrough is going to come. I firmly believe that. They had a great week of practice. And, again, you know, you never lose, but you learn. And my thing is, what have we learned as a staff? What have we learned as a team to help us become a championship team, not just win games by luck, but you have the certitude of knowing that, hey, we're talented enough, we're gifted enough, we're in shape, and we're smart enough, and we're battle-tested to play with anybody in the country.
Yes. Now your running back, Devin Starling, he had a solid day with 70 yards on the ground. Will you continue to try to lean on him as you move forward in the season? Because he's been a guy the last couple of weeks that has that running game of yours has really started to get on track. And then I know hopefully as the games continue to go on this season, this would be one of your strong points, not just your quarterback, but your running game as well.
No question, brother. He's been solid, but we have to marry that with an offense that can pass the ball as well. We're not making enough plays in the passing game to complement that. You know, I always say you got to – the run starts – the run opens up the passing attack. And with play action and nakeds and so forth. But I think for us, we have some weapons on the outside that can help with the perimeter game. It can help stretch the ball. It can help make us a more balanced offense. That's my goal. You know, I don't necessarily want to be a three-yard and cloud of dust type of offense. I'll do what's required to win, but I believe in balance, and that's what we're striving to get our receivers more incorporated in the offense because now we're able to convert on a couple of those third downs. It opens up everything else because we got a lot of eight-man, nine-man, their safeties, both safeties, and, you know, 7 yards, 5 yards from the line of scrimmage. And, you know, as a quarterback receiver, you chop. You're like, hey, you've got one-on-one matchups on the outside. Hey, let's get it. Let's eat. But we have yet to prove that we can do that consistently, and those are the things that we need to work on. But we have the talent outside. We certainly have the quarterback talent that can execute those plays. Now it's a matter of execute those plays and get those guys out of the box.
We're talking to TSU's Tennessee State's head football coach, Eddie George. They traveled to Murfreesboro this weekend to play MTSU. Now, Coach, what problems does MTSU present to you this week? Because this is a team that's sort of struggling as well, but you understand going to their place here in town, that could be a big challenge.
Yes, a third straight road game, Derek, but really it's a home game. You know, it's right down the street from where we are, maybe 30-minute drive. They play hard, you know, for sure. You know, look at, you pop on the tape, and what sticks out to me is that these guys are flying around the ball defensively. Offensively, they found their rhythm last week. Earlier in the year when they played James Madison, they only scored 7 points, but they were able to go on the road at Colorado State and put up points and do it in a big fashion. So they've got some playmakers on the outside we have to be conscious of. They're schematically speaking, they present problems so far at defense. We've got to be mindful of our eyes and have good eye discipline in terms of where the play is, read your keys, and make sure that we're in the right spots because they're capable of moving the football. And defensively, they're going to pressure us. I think they look at the film last week. It was very successful for Jackson State. When they pressured us, they had success. I would expect almost the same type of game plan from them. But they're solid. They come down for sure tacklers. It's going to take for us to play a clean game. You know, no big penalties, no big turnovers from our side. Got to create turnovers, and I mean, you know, coaches speak well. We just got to go in there and put our best foot forward, and hopefully we'll come out with the victory.
We're talking to Eddie George, Tennessee State. They've got a big game with Middle coming up tomorrow. Eddie, of course, the Titans have got the Monday night spotlight game in Buffalo. Buffalo looked lights out in their first game. Titans searching, trying to correct some of the things that went wrong against the Giants. This looks like the classic backs-to-the-wall kind of game, but Mike Vrabel's team seem to have played well in games like this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're built for it. Ever since Mike took over, they've been able to rise to the occasion, especially after a loss. And I think when you look at last week, they did some good things. They were not able to close the door on the Giants. But, you know, it's early in the year. I think this team definitely gets their attention. You know, they're picked by many to win the Super Bowl, certainly with Josh Allen. But I think Mike Vrabel has a real bead on what they do offensively and defensively to take advantage of some of those things. So I expect a competitive matchup. I think the Titans will prevail because they've always been able to bounce back after a loss under Mike Vrabel.
Eddie, best of luck tomorrow for the Tigers. Looking forward to that. And, of course, you've got your show on Monday night right here on 1025 The Game with Jonathan Hutton. And we look forward to our next conversation next Friday here on our show.
Outstanding. Hey, you guys take care. All right, Morris.